الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. هذه مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للمستوى الثالث في قسم الدعوة والاحتساب، وكذلك هي مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للمستوى السادس في قسم الشريعة، وهي طلاب وطالبات الانتساب المطور. وهذه هي الحلقة الثانية عشر. الحلقة الثانية عشر، طبعا الحلقة الثانية عشر في كتاب Writing Activity Book، الكتاب الآخر أو الكتاب الصغير، كتاب النشاط الكتابة، و page 15 the subject or موضوع الحلقة swimming across borders unit 3 swimming across borders كتاب النشاط page 15 swimming across borders overview theme sports two writing making the three diagram organizing giving example revising using dates and transition words of time using the present progressive editing using commas with dates and transition words of time okay we have here you know pre-writing as I told you before pre-writing means before writing so we have here one kind or one type of pre-writing is making a tree diagram as you can notice before we studied listing we have a list of words and then this is pre-writing the second type we studied also using pictures use a picture and describe the picture now we have making a tree diagram complete unit 3 a tree diagram in page 15 a tree diagram helps connect ideas to a main topic the way branches of a tree connect to its trunk in the diagram on page 16 Lenny Cox represents the trunk or the main topic the branches are the qualities the writer admires connect to the qualities are Lenny Cox's many achievements okay by the way, as I told you before, all the time, always try to just, you know, if you have any difficult words, try to check your dictionary, all the time, just check your dictionary, in case you don't know the meaning, you can just find it in the dictionary. I think that will, that will make it easy for you, and it will be, you know, you practice more words and more words and you will learn the language, inshallah. Okay, so try to take it one by one. Now, let's move now to page 16, please. Lenny Cox. This is the runner, the famous runner that we studied before. We have, this is a tree diagram. We call it a tree diagram. So, strength, courage, and concern for the world of issues. So which one, this is a tree diagram. We just divide the tree into three or four or five points or issues, and then try to classify the words under each one. So the word strength, courage and concern for world issues. So when you read, or we have here some options here. Number one, here is some more information about Lenny Cox added to the tree diagram, okay? So Argentina to Chile, English Channel, 9 hours and 57 minutes, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, jellyfish, okay? So you have three options here, and we want now you just to choose which one you add to which one in the tree here, okay? So, strength, we have California, California to Catalonia, Iceland, 27 miles. So this is a kind of strength, right? Norway, Sweden, Denmark, cold water. Also, this is strength. So which one of those now expresses the strength of the swimmer here? Is it Argentina to Chile, or English Channel, or Norway, Sweden, Denmark, jellyfish? I think if you read the paragraph or the passage very carefully, you might notice it is, I think, the English Channel. English Channel is the first one. So for strength, we might say English channel 9 hours and 57 minutes. So the first one we choose English channel. English channel. What about the second one? Courage. Is it Argentina to Chile or Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Jellyfish? I think for courage we choose Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Jellyfish because the swimmer could swim in front of near the jellyfish. So this is a kind or example of what? Courage. Last one, concern for world issues, of course. The remaining one only, Argentina to Chile. Argentina to Chile. So the swimmer here tried to cross the border between Argentina and Chile, and this is a kind or example actually of concern for world issues. So this is the exercise. So this is the meaning of tree diagram. This is the meaning of tree diagram as we talked before. So this is the third type of pre-writing. Usually when you want to write something or write a paragraph, we use different styles. Number one, we studied before, was listing. Number two, using the pictures. And number three now, using a T-diagram. Using T-diagram or making T-diagram. Now just let's move to the second part, which is organizing. Organizing, giving examples to illustrate the qualities of the athlete you are writing about, you need to give example achievements. Your examples will be effective if they are placed directly after the qualities they illustrate and if they include specific details. Okay? So we use usually examples. These examples just to show or to make the idea clear. Okay? So let's move to page 17 now. Work with a partner, read the general examples below, draw an arrow from the specific details in parentheses to their appropriate place in the examples. The first one is done for you. The first one is done for you. Number one, she swam from Los Angeles to California, to Catalonia, Iceland. Okay, so as you can see, we moved the 27 miles without stopping just after swam. So we can say she swam 27 miles without stopping from Los Angeles to Catalonia, Iceland. Okay, so this is the right way of using this part here. So we say she swam 27 miles without stopping from Los Angeles to Catalonia, Iceland. Okay, so let's now move to number two. She also swam between Argentina and Chile to help support world peace. So where can we put this phrase, to help support world peace? Can we put it where? I think the same as number one. We put it and after the verb. So we can say, she also swam to help support world peace between Argentina and Chile, right? Number three, near Sweden, she swam 3 feet long in water full of jellyfish. So this is the way, this is the way we should do this exercise. You know, sometimes, of course, we can put the phrase or this part at the end of the sentence. For example, number four, she also swam many times in extremely cold water. So now, I think this time, this case is different. We can say, she also swam many times in extremely cold water in temperatures as low as 44 degrees Fahrenheit. So in this way, in this case, we put this phrase at the end of the sentence. So try to complete number 5 and 6 as a homework. So let's move now to number 2, page 17. Page 17, number 2. Write the examples from exercise 1 in the appropriate places in the paragraph. Lenny Cox is a famous open water swimmer. I admire her for many reasons, including her strength, her courage, and her concern for world issues. First, she is strong enough to swim long distances and in cold water. For example, she swam 27 miles without stopping from Los Angeles to Catalonia, Iceland. Now we choose one sentence now. Just choose the same one, this exercise one here. You can say, she also swam many times in extremely cold water in temperatures as low as 44 degrees Fahrenheit. In addition, Lenny Cox is courageous. Courageous, for instance, near Sweden, she swam in water full of jellyfish. She also swam in 20-foot waves around the Cape of Good Hope, where the water is full of sharks. Also, this is courage. This is a kind of courage. This is very good example of courage, right? Finally, Lenny Cox is concerned with world issues. She swam between Russia and the US to help the two countries. Just complete the sentence. And she also swam between Argentina and Chile. So all these are, you know, Lenny Cox is a great athlete and a caring person. So this is very good example of a paragraph where we can use, you know, these examples here and this logical order. We have three themes, which are courage, strength, courage, and concern for world issues. Let's now move now to page 18, please. Page 18. Writing the first draft. You know, we talked about this before, how to write your first draft, and then the second draft, and the third draft. So let's just take one example here, which shows how to write your first draft. Just read this one, writing the first draft. Use the information from the previous sections to write the first draft of your paragraph. Write a topic sentence naming the athlete you admire. For example, you might say any athlete you like or you admire and write his name. List two or three qualities you admire in the athlete, okay? Give examples, achievements to illustrate each quality. Introduce your examples with for example or for instance. Include specific details in your examples. Don't worry too much about grammar. You know, this is first draft. Usually in the first draft, we don't pay much attention to the grammar, okay? Just try to make your ideas clear. That's all. Just make the idea clear, okay? So you might just think of any athlete, for example, any athlete you know, and write his name and why you admire him. And then give reasons or qualities why you like him. So try to think of this one as for yourself and write it for yourself as homework. This is very good homework just to practice your, you know, skills. Since you have already studied this before, try to think of any athlete and try to come up with examples and, you know, qualities of that one and try to write a paragraph. Let's now move to number three, revising. Revising, using dates and transition words of time. Dates and transition words of time help you to put your athlete achievements in order by time. They help the reader understand when something happened, okay? Look at the timeline showing Lenny Cox swims. Complete the paragraph by adding the dates and transition words of time that follow, okay? So we have a line here and we have dates here, like, you know, 1971, 1977, 1978, 1980, and 1990. So we have here some lines, some ideas. Just let's do this exercise together now. If you read the passage in the major book very carefully, you can answer this exercise very easily. Lenny Cox is a famous open water swimmer. I admire her for many reasons, including her strength, her courage, and her concern for world issues. First, she is strong enough to swim long distances and in cold water. For example, you know, you have to write a date here, right? So she swam 27 miles without stopping from California coast to Catalina Island. So which date now you can choose, put it here, and if you can find it in the passage. I think we can say, for example, in 1971, she swam 27 miles without stopping from California coast to Catalina Island, okay? Then later, later, she swam in extremely cold water, in temperatures as low as 44 degrees Fahrenheit. In addition, Lenny Cox is courageous. For instance, she swam, she swam in water full of 3 foot long jellyfish in 1977. Then she swam in 20 foot waves around the Cape of Good Hope, where the water is full of sharks. Okay, finally, just please complete the remaining part as a homework and try to check your major, the main passage that we studied before. Now, let's now move to the next part. Number B, using the present progressive. Complete, you can use the present progressive tense to talk about what your athlete is doing nowadays. Example, Lenny Cox is still swimming today. Number one, just page, now move to page 20, please. Look at the data on pages 45, 46 in the student book. Write one or two sentences about what each of these athletes is doing nowadays. Use the present progressive. Pale, what? You know, if you just check the, your book, you know, Pale is what? Is working for UNICEF and other children causes, okay? Is working. So you use here, the present progressive is working. And also, Pale is traveling to the world to promote soccer. So this is another present progressive verb. What about Greets also? Greets Woods is holding Greets Woods run each year. And also, he is giving speeches encouraging, you know, people. So this is example of how to use present progressive. You know, another example, just, you know, for example, now I'm teaching you, right? I am speaking. You are studying. You are listening. So this is the way how to use present progressive or present continuous. Number two, do it as a homework also, and number three, writing the second draft. So let's move to the last part, editing. Using commas with dates and transition words of time. Number one, study the rules for commas with dates and transition words of time, okay? Year plus beginning of sentence, a comma follows the year. We have a very clear example here. In 1962, Kirk Kino began to race internationally. So this is the way we use comma. Just after the date, after the year, we just put comma. Transition word of time plus sentence equal a comma follows the transition word. Next, we have comma. Always just remember all the time after the transition words of time, we have comma. So you say, next, she won a gold medal. She won a gold medal. So we have a comma after the transition word of time here. Okay? Transition words, word of time, plus year, plus beginning of sentence, a comma follows the transition word of time and the year. Then, this is transition word of time, comma, in 1964, comma, he went to the Tokyo Olympics. So as you can see here, after the transition word of time, we have comma, and then we have the date or the year, then we have comma, another comma, and then we have the sentence. So sentence plus here equal no comma is necessary. So if the sentence and here the comma is not necessary. Cub Kino began to race internationally in 1962. So here we no need for the comma, right? Because the year came at the end of the sentence. Because the year came at the end of the sentence. So full date, month plus day plus year, a comma follows the day. Paul was born October 23rd, comma 1940. Full date plus beginning of sentence, a comma follows the day and the year. On October 23rd, 1940, Bill was born in Caracas, Brazil. So this is the way, or these are the rules of how to use the comma with sentences. How to use a comma with a sentence. Here we have different rules. Just try to pay attention to each one and try to use it whenever you write something. Try to pay attention to the use of the comma in writing, okay? Of course, the comma is usually used in writing. But put, number two here, page 21, put commas in these sentences where necessary. Number one, George Foreman was born in Marshall, okay? Texas. He was born in 1949. In 1967, he fought in his first official fight. So far, do we need a comma here? Can you guess? Yes. After, in 1967, he fought in his first official fight. Then, comma, he won the gold medal in the Mexico City Olympics. So we have here two commas. One comma is after in 1967, comma, and then after then we have comma, and in 1968 we have comma. So we have three commas for number one. Number one, we have three commas. Let's move to number two. Number two, Trude Waitz was born in Oslo, Norway. In 1971, comma, she won Norway's national 800 meter and 1500 meter races. She became the world cross-country champion in 1978. Every year, comma, she holds the great woods race, comma, with over 45,000 runners. Just do number three as a homework. Now, I mean, this is the way of how to use a comma in writing. This is the way how to use a comma in writing. Let's now move to the last, maybe exercise. Last exercise for this session, preparing the final draft, okay? Preparing the final draft. Carefully edit your second draft, use the checklist below as a guide, then neatly write the title of your paragraph. Just use this final draft checklist to conclude your writing. وهذا آخر إكسرسايز يدوته as homework. هذا آخر تمرين هذه الحلقة في حلقة اليوم وإلى اللقاء في الحلقة القادمة إن شاء الله. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Oh,